Good morning, you're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad and today is June 5th and here are the top things to know before the market opens. A day after the markets closed in the positive territory, the trends in the GIFT Nifty is indicating a very mild and a quiet start for our Indian markets. Yesterday, we saw that the Nifty witnessed a modest bounce and the buying momentum picked up towards the end of the session, helping the index close at the day's high. Eventually, the Nifty ended 78 points higher at 24,620 amidst a largely range-bound trading day. If you look at some of the gainers on the Nifty, that includes the likes of Eternal, Jio Financial and IndusInd Bank, they were some of the top gainers on the Nifty 50, while Bajaj Finserv, Trent and Eicher Motors led the losses. The broader markets also continue to outperform the Sensex and Nifty, and among sectoral indices, barring the Nifty Realty Index, all the other sectoral indices ended in the green, indicating that there was a broad-based buying interest. Today as we go, experts believe that the Nifty's immediate hurdle is expected at 24,700 and above that 24,850 becomes the next level to watch. However, a fall below 24,500 could bring bear bears into action mode. Now let's take a look at some of the stocks which will be in focus today. First up are the shares of REC as the company proposed to raise funds up to 1.5 lakh crore rupees via NCDs on a private placement basis. Secondly, shares of Power Grid will be in focus as the company acquired Mel Power Transmission for 8 crore rupees. Thirdly, shares of Gland Pharma will be in focus after the France medical regulator reported 11 observations for the unit's manufacturing facility. The unit is undertaking a corrective and preventive action plan with no disruption in manufacturing operations. And finally, shares of Honasa Consumer will be in focus after NCLT approved the scheme of amalgamation between Fusion Cosmetics and Just for Kids services with the company. Moving forward, let's take a look at how the global cues stand before us. If you look at the overnight, the Dow Jones lost about 91 points while the S&P 500 advanced with about very flat gains and the Nasdaq Composite also rose very modestly by about 0.3%. On the other hand, if you look at the Asia-Pacific markets, that also traded mixed this morning after private sector hiring in the US has hit its lowest level in over 2 years. Now, this raised concerns that the trade policy uncertainty could be weighing on the world's largest economy. If you look at the South Korean markets, that extended gains from the previous session. However, the Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 moved down by 0.1% and Australia's S&P 200 was flat in the trading session. Now, if we look at the commodities market, the oil prices fell amid a loosening supply-demand balance following increasing OPEC output and lingering concerns over the global economic outlook during tariff tensions. We saw that the Brent crude fell about 1% but stayed above that $64 per barrel. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Sandeep Agarwal of Suvilo Investment Managers talking about the next trigger or the catalyst for the market's movement. Listen in.
Rightly pointed out, the markets have been range bound, but I would say even if they are in range bound, it is a very good news because we have gone through so much of news, not so good ones. We have border issues with our neighbor. We have we also saw what is happening in Ukraine, Russia, and it is boiling. We have also seen Hamas, Israel not cooling off yet. And despite all this, and then tariffs, so much of stance change on the tariffs. And despite that, if we are at in a range bound, also I would count that as a positive thing. I think this market is ripe for a good move, provided some of these things pull off. So I believe that from fundamental perspective, highest, fastest growing economy in the world, and that is there, that will be there for a longer term. A stable kind of currency, stable or falling inflation, and better interest rates or possible cuts on there. So all this augurs extremely well for Indian markets, and I don't see any reason why we will not do well. Some of these global issues have to settle down before the market makes a next up move. That is the way we look at it.
With that, we have come to an end of this edition of the Market Minutes. Stay tuned to us and catch more updates at the same time tomorrow.